It's 6:45. I'm Lisa Peeks in for Carson Cooper with WUSF 89.7 News. People in Clearwater may hear an occasional tickling of the ivories as they take a stroll. It's part of a public music project called Pianos in Pinellas, and it includes 11 painted upright pianos. As WUSF's Michael S. Butler reports, the project is designed to promote the Clearwater as an arts and culture-friendly city, and also to attract cultural tourism.
Pianos are popping up on street corners, sidewalks, and other unexpected places in Pinellas County, all part of the Pianos in Pinellas program, an interactive project designed to encourage public music and art throughout the county. So for anyone who is a music lover, this is an opportunity to discover new talent right next door. Plus, an opportunity to say play it again is always welcome. Program Director Colin Bissett of the Clearwater Arts Alliance tells us how the program got started.
Well, originally it was an English idea. It was an English concept about 8 years ago when a gentleman in Sheffield, England, was moving his house and he had a piano and his new house had some steps going up to it. Long and the short of it, they couldn't get the piano in the house, so they left it outside. Lo and behold, people came along and started to play it.
And an idea was born. An idea that quickly spread.
Well, an artist heard about it, a performing artist, and thought it was a great idea and moved it to London. And it started big time in London. It came to New York, Boston, Sydney, Australia, South America, and then around the world.
And the idea has also been tried recently in Sarasota and Pensacola. But doesn't the Florida weather wreak havoc on all those pianos?
It beats Pittsburgh. I mean, can you imagine this in Pittsburgh? No, this is great for them. Yeah, it's a little cold, but it certainly beats the rain. This is the ideal time to do it. It's around the holidays, Hanukkah and Christmas and Kwanzaa, so it's a good time for people to come out and enjoy themselves.
So 11 refurbished and artist-painted pianos were placed in secure public locations around Clearwater. If you're walking through the area and you find a lone piano sitting around, feel free to sit down and play. The project runs through December the 31st. But Bissett says this is more than just a good time around the piano.
But one other aspect of this is that we are having a competition, and we encourage people to go along and play the pianos and have their friend go with them and video them playing the piano, or indeed playing the piano and singing, and then sending the link to us at pianosinpinellas.org.
So you may be thinking, all of this sounds like a nice community-building event, but how many people will actually sit and play a vacant piano in public? Well, taking a trip to Clearwater Beach might tell us more. And sure enough, there on the sidewalk near Pier 60 sits a lone upright piano. But in the next 30 to 40 minutes, the only takers were the occasional kids or a family stopping to tap on a key or two. Then, Bertie McLean stopped by. He's from Largo, and with his dog Ruby, he performs occasionally on the beach for visitors.
I think it's pretty cool. Everybody stops by. It's like a community piano, and people really enjoy it.
Then, a few minutes later, a young man passing by with his friends sits down and plays a little bit, and the chords of a familiar song start to emerge.
I learned this actually when I was on deployment. They had a piano in the chapel, and I would go in there once in a while and mess around. And then Let It Be was just, the one thing that I picked up and enjoyed. So.
His name is Jeff White, and in 2012, he was an Army reservist in Afghanistan. So he started to play, and everyone broke into smiles 88 keys wide. And if you listen carefully, you can hear the sound of a passerby who stopped and started to sing along just for a moment.
We messed up.
Still bragging.
It only lasts for a few seconds, but nobody asks for them to play it again, because sometimes things are just right the way they are. Michael S. Butler, WUSF 89.7 News.